Ramble.
This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Hi, I'm Emma Chamberlain, and this is Stupid Genius, the podcast where I'm stupid and I'm also a genius. Today, we're going to be talking about why do we get goosebumps? First, let's talk a little bit about goosebumps. I actually had to really think about this. I was like, when do you get goosebumps? Okay, so you get goosebumps when you're cold, but also when you... Okay, but like when you watch like a really touching video on like Twitter, or if you're watching like America's Got Talent and somebody just like kills it, you'll get goosebumps. Or if like somebody's on American Idol and like kills it, you get goosebumps. Like you get goosebumps when things are like, whoa, like that was really good. Or if you're on like Facebook, not that anybody ever goes on Facebook anymore, but if you're on Facebook and you see like one of those dog rescue videos and like the dog like gets a bath and then they like look so cute and then you like get goosebumps a little bit. So like there's a lot of, or if your neck gets tickled a little bit, you'll get goosebumps. Like, what is it? There's so many like ways that you get goosebumps that it's hard for me to pinpoint. This is going to be a tough episode, guys. Strap in. I really don't know. I don't know. I don't feel like I get goosebumps a lot. I can't even remember the last time. Yeah, I mean, I can't remember the last time. I mean, it's been hot out, so haven't really gotten goosebumps. Also, nobody's like whispering. Oh my God, when somebody whispers into your ear. Goosebump time. Always. And luckily, nobody's whispered in my ear recently, so. Or maybe not luckily, I don't know. Anyway, okay, well, let's get into the word of the day before we start guessing.
The stupid genius word of the day is hair follicle. A hair follicle is the sheath of cells and connective tissue which surrounds the root of a hair. And yes, it's not the word of the day today, it's the words of the day, because hair follicle is two words for all of you super, super grammar people.
Okay, the word follicle kind of grosses me out a little bit. I don't know why, because when I like say it by itself, it doesn't bother me, but if I say hair follicle, kind of grosses me out. But that actually really makes me think, you know, whenever you get goosebumps, it's not like you're just getting random bumps. You get bumps where the follicles are, I think. My brain, can you guys hear my brain making sounds? I feel like I have like my gears are moving. Because this is one of the first episodes in a while where I'm like, I'm kind of having to grasp at anything I can get. Like, the word is hair follicle today, and, like, I need to, like, use that to my benefit because I'm, like, really confused about what it is. Oh, I'm actually starting to get... Okay, whatever. Let's get into our guesses. Guess number one.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? To be honest, my social battery is horrible right now. I am running on empty. I want to be alone for a whole week straight and see no one and talk to no one. I think I've overbooked myself a little bit. And so I'm feeling very drained. And hey, maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more time alone. Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/anything. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace Blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Okay, so let's refer to when you... Well, okay, because there's so many reasons why you get goosebumps, I'm not going to be like, well, it's when you get cold, so then you get little pimples everywhere, and then because then it keeps you warm. Like, I'm not going to like guess based off like one thing. I'm going to be broad here to try to maximize success. Okay, so maybe like based on all the things that we have here, we have like when you're cold or when somebody's whispering in your ear, it's basically like your body's response to any sort of like quick like change in like pace. Okay, so like if it goes from hot to cold really quick, you're gonna get goosebumps. Or if somebody whispers in your ear and you're like, oh, that's weird, like that, now I'm uncomfortable. That's like whatever. So then it's your body going into chaos mode. And it kind of like, it puts on your fight or flight mode a little bit because something quickly changed and now all of a sudden, like, you're like, your hair raises up, and now because you're in fight or flight mode. You see what I'm saying? Because something kind of like caught you off guard a little bit, or like caught your body off guard and it freaked out, and then it makes your hair stand up, and then, which makes your hair follicles pop up, which makes them stick up, which is a goosebump. Yes or no? That might have been too fire. That might have been the one on the first guess. No? Okay, that's actually good. Because, like, I was like, okay, thank God. Because, like, if that was right, then I would, like, be kind of, like, fucked for the rest of the episode. That was actually a good guess, though, for me. I'm really proud. I think I really did a good job on that one. Okay, but now, like, now I actually have to try to... Okay, now I have to keep trying. Okay, so guess number two. This is, like, I don't think that this is right, but, like, I want it. I have to get it out there before I, like... I have to, like, check it off the list, okay? Like, if it's connected to your hair follicles and you most commonly get goosebumps when you're cold, maybe it's like your body, like the hair follicles like perk up so that the hairs can like come together to keep you warm in the cold. Would that explain the, like, you know, when you're like watching a Facebook video and it gives you chills? / goosebumps? No. But, I mean, I'm really stumped here. So, like, do I have a choice? I kind of have to, like, this is a base I kind of have to cover. Like, it, you know, it's trying to keep you warm. Yeah! That's literally it. Okay, so I guess that was like half right. So I got half of it right. I like, that's part of it. That's one of the reasons why you get goosebumps, but not the full reason. Guess number three is guessing the other half. Like the other reason why you can get goosebumps. Okay, let's get into it.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for. Like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids. Or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today.
The second half is definitely emotional. But the question is, like, why does being emotional make you get goosebumps? Maybe it's because your body is, you know, your body's afraid of emotion. You're not fully tapped into who you are yet. And so when you're watching a Facebook video and it makes you kind of emotional and you start feeling like, oh shit, I'm getting choked up right now, you start to get scared because you're like, oh my God, why am I getting choked up right now? And it makes you scared because you're like, you're scared of your own emotions. And in turn, your body goes into fight or flight mode because you're feeling things again and your body's scared. And then you get goosebumps because you are scared of the body that you are living in and your own emotions because you're unpredictable and you know it and you don't like that. And you're scared of that part of yourself. So when you're watching a, you know, Facebook video of an animal getting rescued and you start crying, you're like, why am I crying right now? Why am I crying right now? Who even am I? Why? Who am I becoming? You know, see, I'm stumped. Okay. I'm fucking stumped. That's like all I could come up with. I know that that's wrong unless it's right. Okay. Wait, how is that? Yes or no? Okay. That's fine. But I'm really excited to hear, okay, you know what? Being wrong is fine. I've kind of gotten to a point in my life now where I'm wrong so often with so many different things that now I think being wrong, it doesn't even bother my ego anymore. How beautiful is that? Anyways, so let's hear the answer then.
Here is a stupid genius answer to why do we get goosebumps? The body hair of all mammals automatically stands up when cold, creating a fluffy layer of warmth. When we are cold, the muscles around the hair follicles contract. But you silly geese boomples, we don't only get goosebumps when we are cold. Similarly, when we are afraid, adrenaline stimulates those same tiny muscles to pull on the roots of our hairs, making them stand out from our skin. These are both reflexes left over from when our ancestors had long body hair. Goosebumps would have fluffed up the hair. When they were scared, that would have made them look bigger and more intimidating to attackers. When they were cold, that would have trapped an insulating layer of air to keep them warm. But since we do not have much body hair today, all we see are the goosebumps on our skin. I'm Professor Flule Borg, and that is your answer to why do we get goosebumps?
Okay, so it's kind of like an appendix. It's like it doesn't really need to happen anymore, but yet it still does. And that's why I think I was struggling with it so hard, because it was like, because there is really no reason that it happens now. It doesn't need to happen. You don't need to get goosebumps. Also, like how you don't need to have an appendix. You just don't. But yet we do, because we're still evolving. In like probably like 200 years, we won't get appendixes and we won't get goosebumps. But for now, we have both. And, you know, there's a lot of things that in life we don't need that we have. So many of those things. Like, for example, like I have like rotting plums in my fruit bowl right now. Like, I don't need that. But I do, but I have it. You know? Or like, you know, I don't know, like my like, you know, I have like sand in my car. Like a lot of it. I don't need that either. Anyway, all the same thing, okay? You know what I mean? It's all the same thing. Well, that was fun. That was actually hard. That was really hard. I struggled with that, but that's good. I think struggle is good. Right, guys?
Yeah.
All right. I agree. So before I dip out for the day and go take a nap, let's wind down the episode. Let's just talk about life. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Purina. As the owner of two cats, I totally understand the healing power of pets, and so does Purina, which is why they're addressing the youth mental health crisis by making pet therapy more accessible. Research shows that pet therapy can help reduce stress, anxiety, and depression, as well as boost self-confidence. So to help ensure there's a therapy dog available for any kid who needs it, Purina is helping get more certified, starting with their employees' pets. To learn more, visit purina.com/mental health.
So first thing I was just thinking about, I've been reading my horoscope like every day. Like every single morning, I go on my phone and I read my horoscope. Why though? Because I don't even know if I believe in it. Like, let me read my horoscope for today. Let's see how accurate it is. Because I read it, I'm a Gemini, okay, whatever. But like, let's see how accurate it is, because I read it every day, but for what? Like, I want to break it down right now and like determine whether or not this is even something I should be reading every day, or if it's just complete bullshit. Okay, this is weird. I feel like very intimate reading my horoscope for you guys. Okay, so here it is. When you believe in something and want it very badly, you have a tendency to go overboard in your pursuit of it. Sometimes to the point of driving yourself and everyone around you crazy. That may mean you hyper-focus on it, you worry about it, you think about it endlessly, talk about it incessantly, and so on. But all that is not necessary. If you are feeling that way about something, that I feel like I'm being attacked. Jesus Christ. Okay, almost done. If you're feeling that way about something now, Gemini, you need to distill that anxious energy into a more focused approach. That's the best format for success. Okay, the fact that I feel attacked by it definitely says to me that, yes, it's accurate to a certain extent. I don't exactly know what it's talking about or referring to, but they're definitely onto something. But the question is, who writes these things? Who knows, like, where? They just show up on the app, my daily horoscope app, like, not spots. Like, literally, the fucking horoscopes show up every morning, and I read them, and I believe them. But where's the proof, you know? I don't know. Anyway, I'm gonna think about that one for a while. I don't feel like it's complete bullshit. So maybe I will keep reading them. Fuck it. I didn't read it this morning. That's why I just read it now. But, I guess it doesn't hurt to read it, right? Unless it was like, you should chop off your whole foot today, Gemini. Then you probably like shouldn't listen. But I haven't gotten anything like that yet. One time I read my horoscope on a different website. I read it on Vogue. Like, I was on Vogue, like, reading an article about something. And then on the bottom, it was like, click here to find out your horoscope on Vogue. Whatever. And I was like, click, bitch. So I clicked it and I read my horoscope. And it was the most on point and accurate horoscope I'd ever read about myself. And it was so accurate, I choked up and started crying. And you know what? I think I also, not even kidding, got goosebumps over it. Like, it was like crazy. And ever since then, I've been reading them every morning. So I don't know. Let me know one way or another what you guys think about zodiac signs. Are they just complete bullshit or not? I'm still deciding. Today's was like, like 50-50. Probably could relate to everybody in the room with me right now. Who knows? Like, when everybody obsesses, like, when everybody has something that they want to succeed at, they obsess over it. But then again, I'm probably doing that right now in my life. So I don't know. Zodiacs, horoscopes make you get a little deep. Am I ready for that? Who knows? Oh, this is so random. Okay, this has nothing to do with literally anything. But I want to tell you about my favorite food recently. It is so fucking random. Oh my God, I can't believe this. So obviously, I like go to SoulCycle all the time. Yeah, Emma, shut up about it. I know. Okay, I'm done. Okay, but it's so funny because across the street, there's this place called Earth Bar where they have like smoothies and like little like workout energy drinks and shit, like just like workout stuff for like working out. And so I'll go in there after I'm done, and or sometimes maybe before, depends on the day. And I get these little protein ball things. It comes with two of them and they have peanuts all over them. And I think about them like all day. Like, so like from the time, like I wake up and I'm thinking about these protein balls. And then I, at some point, eat them in the early morning time. And then afterwards, I'm like so sad that they're gone. And then I think about them for the rest of the day and then it just circulates. I'm not kidding. They are so good. I think it's because they're peanut butter flavored and I'm like obsessed with peanut butter, but the flavor, the consistency, the peanuts on the outside, I'm not kidding. I think about it all day. I don't care about anything else. I'm also that way with hard-boiled eggs recently. Why? That's like gross. Like, who likes hard-boiled eggs? But like me. Like, I love hard-boiled eggs. And I figured out the perfect hard-boiled egg recipe. Okay, are you ready for it? Boil the water. Okay, pop all 12 eggs in. Have about an inch of water above the eggs. Water is boiling at this point. So you're kind of going to have to eyeball it before the eggs go in. Make sure to plop the eggs in with tongs so that they don't break. Okay, listen to me. Important. Because if your egg breaks, give up. You shouldn't have been making eggs then because you fucked up. And I've done it, okay? I did it and I made, and then, you know, and then there's egg white all in the fucking, in the boiling water. It's an absolute disgrace. Avoid that at all costs. Okay, plop all the eggs in. Set the timer for 12 minutes. 12 minutes is up. Strain the eggs so that it's just the eggs in the pot. Run cold water over it. 5 minutes of that. Eat the egg. Ooh. Put it in the fridge. Do what you want. But I can guarantee when you cut that egg open, the yolk will be perfect, okay? It's so important. It's so important. I think about that a lot. I've also been eating almond butter every day. Like, I will eat half a jar of almond butter in one sitting. Can you tell I'm hungry? Actually, I'm like actually really hungry right now. Like, when I leave here, I'm gonna go eat somewhere. I don't know where that's gonna be yet, but I don't know. I mean, I've been cooking at home for myself recently because I think that when I eat out, I get stomach ache. So that's why I'm like talking about hard-boiled eggs and shit. Now I've mastered that. Do you know what? I'm glad. I am glad that restaurants suck. Because, and that they hurt my stomach and that they mess me up for like weeks. Because it's forced me to figure out the most perfect hard-boiled egg recipe that God has, you know? And like, if I would have been eating out all the time, I would have never found how to make a good hard-boiled egg. And you might be like, well, where's that going to come in handy? Okay, picture this. 10 years down the line. Married, have a few children, maybe even a bun in the oven, throwing a party for the PTA. You know, there's a sign-up list for all the snacks that is going to be brought, okay? One of the things on the list is deviled eggs. I sign up, okay? And I'm now going to know how to make a perfect hard-boiled egg, which will transition me and jetpack me into knowing how to make a good deviled egg also. I will be the queen of PTA meetings. All because restaurants give me a tummy ache. You see what I mean? And that this is actually a good learning lesson. Like, I'm sad that I can't eat at restaurants without getting a stomach ache. But I learned how to make eggs out of it. Now, listen, this is a metaphor for life. I'm serious. You think I'm kidding? Like, okay, like for example, there's been times in my life where I've been lonely. That sucks. But through those times of being lonely, holy shit, through those times of being lonely, I've learned cool skills because I was bored. So then I had nothing better to do than to learn how to do something new. Do you see how those are metaphors for one another? If not, I'm taking a new acne medicine pill and I think it's like making me like fucking insane. Potentially, or this is just like me in a resting state. I can't decide. Anyway, back to the metaphor. Not sure if that's a metaphor that works for you guys. It works for me. But what I'm trying to say here is, you know, if something may be a little bit shitty, but in turn, it could teach you a very valuable life skill. You're welcome. I could be a therapist after that. You know, if I wasn't a YouTuber, I think I would be a therapist, actually. That would be really fun. I think I'd enjoy that. I've heard being a therapist is not good, though. Like, because, you know, you kind of have to take in, you know, you have to kind of like absorb other people's energy and pain to help relieve them of their pain, you know, almost like The Giver, the movie. And like, I don't know if I could like handle that emotionally, but like, I'm pretty good at giving advice, especially when like no one asked for it too. It's super good. Like, you know, did you ask for the advice that I gave like 5 minutes ago when I was telling you that things that like suck will teach you valuable life skills? You did not ask for that. In fact, you didn't ask for anything, but I gave it to you anyway. That's what I do with my friends. I just give them advice that they didn't ask for. And then they get irritated with me. What did I just talk about for the past like 20 minutes? Like, I don't even know. Who knows what just happened? Film went over my eyes. I don't know what I just said. So I've talked about like two separate things that have nothing to do with each other. And now we have a third thing. So great. The other day, so I've been trying to go to the beach recently, like as much as possible, just because it's summer and I want to be, I don't know, I want to be like doing the whole summer thing, I guess, because it's kind of depressing if you don't, and I just need it. I need that release. I need whatever. So I've been going to the beach with my friends, but then the other day I was like filming a YouTube video and I was like, I'm going to go to the beach by myself. Like, fuck it. Like, that's just as fun, like whatever. And I thought it would be like, I don't know. I just didn't really think anything of it. Like I'm trying to become like more independent again. Cause I think I used to be really independent, used to do my own thing all the time. And then kind of became more like, I need to be with people all the time cause I get nervous. And then now I'm trying to be back to being independent. So I was like going to the beach by myself. Perfect. This will be great. And so I go to the beach, whatever. I like do my whole thing. I like swim in the ocean, like get tan a little bit. I like filmed something for like a video. Like it was great. And then I get in the car and I'm like going home, whatever. And I go on Instagram and I go through my tag photos. And there's just like, there's a photo of me on the beach by myself. And everyone's just commenting on it. Like I didn't post it, obviously. Somebody else posted it. And everybody is like, being like, oh my God, I feel so bad for her. Like, she's so lonely. Oh my God. She's like a loser. It's sad. And I was like, is that really like what doing your own thing? Is that like the, you know what I mean? Like, I wish it wasn't like that. Like, I think doing your own thing and like hanging out by yourself is like really fucking cool. And like, it's something that's like, you know, you should be able to do that. And it's not like, it doesn't mean you're lonely. It doesn't mean like you don't have friends. It doesn't mean like whatever. It just means that you're like, you know, need some you time, or like your friends are busy, but you still want to go to the beach. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know, but it's crazy that that's immediately the assumption. Like somebody's by themselves, they are lonely and they have no friends and no one loves them. I don't think that that's the way it is, but like, and I don't think it should be looked at like that. But then again, when I see somebody like at a restaurant by themselves and I'm with my friends, I feel terrible. I'm like, oh my God, like, are they okay? Like, you know what I mean? You know, as a human, you like, you feel bad or whatever. But I think I'm starting to realize that like doing your own thing sometimes is actually like really good. And, you know, and also there's a decent chance that somebody who's doing their own thing is probably enjoying themselves. Like being alone is not bad. And that's good for me to realize because I think I have a fear of it. Or I used to anyways. And I think I'm like getting over that. So maybe that's good. Or maybe I'm lying to myself and this is all just a big joke. And maybe I just need to go to therapy. Anyway, moral story is go to the beach by yourself because guess what? You will be able to tan for as long as you want and nobody will tell you to put on sunscreen and then you'll get a way better result. Whereas if I go to the beach with my friends, everybody's telling me to put on sunscreen and telling me I need to get out of the water and telling me whatever. No, do you know what? Fuck that. I'm my own woman and I'm going to get sunburnt on my own terms. That is, and that's it for today's episode. I don't know. I don't really know what I just talked about. None of that really made sense to me. I don't know where I'm going with that. I blanked out, but I mean, hopefully you guys benefited from that. I think we talked about deviled eggs at one point. I don't know. I was like literally blacked out. Anyway, that, okay. I almost said that was stupid genius, but that's not how I do my outro. Okay. Sorry. Let's try again. I'm Emma Chamberlain. That was stupid genius. Oh wait, no, I've never said that before. That is on here though. I've never said that. I don't know what, okay. Like, am I going through it? Is she okay? Okay. Anyway. I hope you guys enjoyed. I don't know. The end was a little bit. Hopefully you guys turned it off like 15 minutes in before I started rambling. I mean, I don't know, whatever. But if you kept it going, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Stupid Genius on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to check out Ramble Official on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes video and content for Stupid Genius. Also, if you want Stupid Genius merch, go to shopemmachamberlain.com. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk. Starts the morning on a high note.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.